This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. Although here in New York, we are all at home, as are many people in the country. Some of you started coming back out of lockdown. Thank goodness. That's good. Good for the economy. Last week, I talked about the top 20 immune boosting foods, and I got through the first 10. And this is a nice little synopsis done by Fullscript. Fullscript is the online dispensary. You can go to drhoffman.com and click on the store, and you can have access to Fullscript for all of your supplement needs. For questions, topics of interest, email me. It's radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. So just a little review of the first 10 that I went through last week of the top 20 immune boosting foods. Little recap of the first 10, and I'll go on to the from 11 through 20. So number one, you know, the body's immune system is remarkable. It's designed to protect us from harmful threats. And here are some foods that can help you to do that. Number one was elderberry. Number two was chocolate, especially dark chocolate, not the dairy milk chocolate, which is very sweet. Number three is turmeric. You're taking your curcumin supplement. Take the turmeric out of your spice rack and start using it in your cooking. Are you scrambling some eggs or making an omelet? Sprinkle some in there. Number four is fatty fish, like salmon, sardines, anchovies. Number five is ginger. Ginger is very important for immunity. If you recall last week, I like to, you know, thinly slice some ginger about, you know, the size of half of my thumb, from the tip of my thumb to the knuckle, the first knuckle there, that much, thinly sliced into a small saucepan of water. And I simmer that up. I simmer that up for about, 5-10 minutes, even longer. And then I put that into a pot and put some green tea bags in it. Or I could just drink the ginger water just like that. It's delicious. I don't even need to add lemon or anything to it. I like it like that. But I'll put in some green tea as well. It's very nice. Number six is garlic. Hey, you're at home now. You could eat raw garlic. In fact, the whole family should eat raw garlic if you are. Number seven, cruciferous vegetables. Let me remind you what they are. Cabbage, collards, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, mustard greens. So enjoy those and eat them raw sometimes and eat them cooked sometimes. So you have some variety. Number eight is matcha green tea. Matcha actually may have a little more EGCG than regular green tea, but all green tea is good. Enjoy it. Number nine is kefir. Whether it's dairy kefir made from milk or coconut milk kefir, that's another good one. There is a such thing as water kefir. So enjoy that. You're getting the beneficial probiotics from the kefir, and that's always a good thing. Those probiotics are healthy, good for our immune system, 70 to 80% of which is in our gut, in the gut-associated lymphoid tissue, G-A-L-T, GALT, gut-associated lymphoid tissue, very important. When they said good health begins in the gut, they weren't kidding. Number 10 is chili peppers. And chili peppers provide an alkaloid known as capsaicin, which can be anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial. This compound may modulate immune function and prevent tumor development by reducing the secretion of certain signaling compounds, including tumor necrosis factor alpha, that's TNF-alpha, and several interleukins. Many interleukins are known to be pro-inflammatory and others are anti-inflammatory. So, going on 11 through 20, number 11 is apples. We've all heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? Apple skins contain the flavonoid quercetin, a pigment that can help regulate the immune system and allergic reactions. Quercetin is wonderful during allergy season, like now for many of us, right? Quercetin, also found in berries, grapes, broccoli, and tea, is known to decrease inflammation and demonstrates anti-allergic activity. In a study that examined the food consumption of children living on the island of Crete, researchers found that children who ate apples along with other fresh produce as part of their core diet had greater protection against both allergies and asthma. Well, the diet on the island of Crete is going to be wonderful too. You're getting beautiful olive oil, fresh olive oil, good fatty fish, meat, vegetables, all of that is good. So eat your apples. Greater protection against both allergies and asthma, and apples are just good. It's a good fruit. If you're looking for those lower in sugar, rather than getting a Red Delicious, a Gala, a Fuji apple, opt for the Granny Smith, the green apple. A little more tart, less sweet, all delicious. Number 12 of top 20 immune-boosting foods. Number 12 is citrus fruits. Most people instinctively turn to citrus fruits if they feel a cold coming on, whether it's hot water with lemon, orange juice, or slices of fresh grapefruit. Citrus is rich in vitamin C, an antioxidant and immune-supportive nutrient. When consumed in high amounts, vitamin C may decrease the severity and duration of the common cold. Vitamin C can act like a natural antihistamine. That's how it helps with those cold symptoms. Citrus is also high in phenolic compounds and terpenes, which exhibit anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory effects. You know, tangerines, tangelos, little cuties, you know, those little mandarin oranges, they're out now. I've got a small sack of them in my produce drawer in the fridge, and I take one out usually after a meal, and I enjoy that. They're delicious and sweet and citrus and vitamin C. Number 13, cranberries. Cranberries, a seasonal superfood, are crammed with nutrients linked to lower risk of cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, neurodegenerative conditions, and urinary tract infections, right? Cranberries and UTI, very good. Cranberries contain high levels of antioxidant proanthocyanidins, which can prevent certain types of bacteria from adhering to the urinary tract walls and causing infections. So it's the proanthocyanidins in cranberries that are beneficial against UTI, against urinary tract infection, because it prevents bacteria from adhering to the urinary tract walls. Traditionally, eaten at Thanksgiving, cranberries are, it's worth expanding your cranberry repertoire to include dishes year-round. Try drinking cranberry juice. Listen, when we say try drinking cranberry juice, I'm not talking about the ocean spray that's got the added sugar, corn syrup, whatever. I'm talking about real cranberry juice where you put a little bit into your glass and fill the rest of it with water. It's quite sour, right? That's how you drink it. So try drinking real cranberry juice or adding dried unsweetened cranberries to salads, oatmeal, trail mix, a good muffin, a good healthy muffin, if you're making any. That's number 13, cranberries. Number 14 is fennel, a culinary herb and medicinal plant with a flavor similar to licorice. Fennel is a lesser known immune boosting herb, but is worth adding to your staple of home remedies. Fennel boasts high amounts of fiber, vitamins, and minerals, including calcium, potassium, and phosphorus. These are all important for bone health too. Research has shown that fennel has antimicrobial and antiviral activity. Time to stock up on some fennel during this pandemic for the antiviral activity. The literature also suggests that fennel has the potential to protect against infections and various gastrointestinal conditions. In some cultures, I think Italian, you have a little bit of fennel as a digestive after a course or a meal or in between courses. Fennel is wonderful that way. Number 15, sage. The botanical herb sage, which can be made into tea. And by the way, sage tea is good for those of you who suffer from any hot flashes. Okay? So the botanical herb sage, which can be made into a tea, has been used for centuries as a traditional herbal remedy for sore throats, coughs, and colds. One study found that drinking sage tea twice a day for 4 weeks improved participants' lipid profile and antioxidant reserves, both key markers of a robust immune system. Did you know free radical damage and oxidative stress have been associated with weakened immune function? Sage contains various antioxidant compounds which protect against this damage, including rosmarinic acid and carnosic acid. This is in sage. Hey, whenever I make a roast chicken, I'm always sprinkling not just the salt and pepper and rosemary, but sage. Enjoy it. Or make sage tea if you've got some sage leaves, or even sprinkle some sage into your hot water, right? And by the way, getting back to my comments about hot flashes, sage tea, a few cups a day, can be good for hot flashes. If you are suffering from hot flashes, get rid of the cinnamon. I know cinnamon is good for lowering your blood sugar, but it's also heat producing. So if you're complaining of hot flashes and you've been using cinnamon, put it aside for several days and see if your hot flashes don't diminish. I will bet you they will. Coming back to now number 16. Number 16 is, oh, this is important, shiitake mushrooms. We know how important mushrooms are for immunity, right? Shiitake, one of the most popular culinary and medicinal mushrooms, contains specific polysaccharides which have shown antiviral activity. Further, in one study, participants who consumed either 5 or 10 grams of mushrooms daily for a month had improved immune markers and reduced inflammation. Shiitake mushrooms add a rich, earthy, savory taste that makes a great complement to stir-fry, soups, and stews. I add them in all three. I love a variety of mushrooms in all of those. I enjoy them. So, stock up on your mushrooms. Go to your produce aisle. Number 17 on the top 20 immune-enhancing foods. Number 17 is nuts. Nuts are among the best sources of vitamin E, a fat-soluble antioxidant involved in immune function. Vitamin E has immunomodulatory effects, which include stimulating the activity of natural killer cells, NK cells, white blood cells involved in the innate immune response. The vitamin may reduce the risk of certain infections, including respiratory infections. Vitamin E is important here. Eat your nuts. Stock up. Favorite of mine, I love all the nuts. Favorite of mine is pistachios because I like them in the shell. I like to fight for them. And the enjoyment of eating nuts lasts longer. Furthermore, vitamin E deficiency may result in an impaired immune response. Ensure you are getting enough vitamin E in your diet by consuming nuts, including almonds and hazelnuts and other vitamin E-rich foods regularly. Number 18 is oats. Oats. Whole oats contain beta-glucans, compounds that increase the activity of immune cells, such as macrophages, natural killer cells, and neutrophils. Several animal studies show that beta-glucan enhances the immune system's ability to ward off a wide range of pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites. However, clinical trials are needed to establish the effect of oat beta-glucans in humans. Now, it's a pantry staple, right? Along with your rice, your brown rice, maybe your quinoa, is oats. And, you know, if you're not going out to the supermarket and you're out of eggs or other things for breakfast and you're done having a can of sardines in the morning, reach for that oatmeal. You're staying indoors, right? That's okay. Make sure it's the long cooking kind, not the add water and stir instant stuff, which is rapidly absorbed refined carbohydrate. Not much use there. So to glean the most benefit from oats, consume them in their whole grain form, such as whole grain groats, thick oats, and steel-cut oats. The whole grain provides immune-supportive nutrients, including selenium, zinc, and vitamin E. And that's number 18. Number 19, you're probably wondering where olive oil sits. It's number 19. This tasty oil, a core component of the Mediterranean diet, contains oleocanthal, a phenolic compound that has anti-inflammatory properties comparable to ibuprofen. Remember Advil, Motrin? That's ibuprofen, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication. 2 or 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil each day, drizzled on salads, vegetables, or grains, does wonders for immune health. When possible, choose extra virgin olive oil, which has a high concentration of antioxidants, including vitamin E and phenolic compounds. A study that compared the effects of daily consumption of olive oil to soybean, corn, and butter mixture found a significant increase in virus-busting white blood cells amongst participants who consumed olive oil. Now, I would say to you, forget the soybean oil and the corn oil. Very pro-inflammatory omega-6 fats there. Consume your olive oil and consume good quality pastured butter. You're getting a good amount of vitamin A in butter. That's great for immune defense. But olive oil, wonderful stuff. Make sure it's of good quality, not that light stuff. It's got to be fruity and greenish in color and have a beautiful aroma and flavor. It should be extra virgin olive oil. It should be first cold press. It should be in a darkened bottle so that light does not degrade its nutrition. Number 20, beans. Where have you been? Beans, a staple protein found in many parts of the world, and of course in your pantry during this time because you're at home. You're looking for pantry staples, right? Beans, a staple protein source in many parts of the world, are also high in soluble fiber, which is fermented in the gut by microbiota. Certain soluble fibers act as prebiotics, which may support gastrointestinal health and immune health in various ways, including reducing symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease and reducing the risk and duration of infectious diarrhea. Beans also have an abundance of folate, a B vitamin required for the production and regular cell cycle of certain immune cells. So there you have it. There's the 20. Bottom line, a wide variety of diverse foods, especially fruits and vegetables, can have a huge impact on your immune system's resilience. Foods may support immune function in various ways, including regulating inflammation, increasing resilience against infections, and by exhibiting antimicrobial and anti-cancer effects. To reap the most benefits, try to regularly incorporate a variety of the top immune-boosting foods. So, and this is from Fullscript. You can go to Fullscript, go to drhoffman.com, click on the store, enter in your information, you get your supplements there. So I wish you all to be well and stay well during this unprecedented time in our lives. I wish you all to be cozy at home, happy at home, and think about doing the things that you used to say or complain that you didn't have enough time for. Well, now you've got all the time in the world. And thank you for listening to these podcasts here on Intelligent Medicine. I am Layla Mutin. Thank you for joining me.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.